All right. Hey, Jude. Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher, with the Rock Solid Gym Method, which includes courses, journals, and one-on-one coaching. And it is all about keeping and sustaining and redefining your badassery in the gym, your healthy lifestyle that you have, but finding the balance, finding control, finding flexibility so that you are still able to have a life where you can take days off, where you can go out to eat, and you don't need an excuse or a reason to. You just are in control, you have balance, and you know exactly what it is you want to do with your life and what you want that to look like. And today is going to be a very good one because we are going to embrace, define, and take back your therapy, which is the gym. So if the gym is something that you look at as therapy and it's been feeling a little stressful and strained, and your therapy has kind of turned into more of a stressor and less of a releaser, then this is the episode for you, because I got stuck in that spot as well, and it is not something that you want to be in, especially when life gets hectic. And in the time that we are in now, it is coronavirus is still happening. We are in 2021 and gyms are opening back up, but there are restrictions and limitations in some areas of what that can and does look like. So it is having to redefine that as well. And if you have taken time away, just because your gym literally was not open, personal reasons, all of that stuff, there is no better time than this now for that. So here's the thing. I went through all of this pre-COVID, like a few years ago. And back then there was no excuse to take time away from the gym. So here's the thing. When you get too deep into the health and fitness industry, and you're looking at, and you're finding people that like motivate and inspire you, and that's all well and done. But once you start seeing like the, I don't take days off, like get up early while everyone else is sleeping, pushing through, even if you're sick, like all of these different things that are supposed to, that can also be like toxic positivity as well, like toxic gym bro-ness. It can be easy to get stuck in that when you are like excited and motivated, but once it becomes to the point where it takes over your existence and takes over everything, then it is never enough, because you are looking at what other people are doing rather than what it is that you actually want to be doing. And this is that fine line that can either, you can either ride and find the happy middle, or it's going to push you over the edge, either one extreme or the other, where you either do too much and then in the long run you end up burning out, or it pushes you away and you just want to get out of there and find something else. But either way, it comes with coming back to you and redefining what that looks like for you. So I was doing all the things. I've done bodybuilding style training for years. That's what I grew up on. I always wanted to enter a competition, but realizing now it was because I didn't feel like I was good enough and I needed somebody else to give me that title of I've done enough. I am an athlete. I am a bodybuilder. I know what I'm doing. I needed somebody else to tell me that, because I didn't feel like I could just give it to myself. I was looking for outside validation to say that I was worthy of love and attention and to be taken care of, because I would take care of everybody else. So it's a lot deeper than what it seems. And since a lot of us do use the gym as therapy, it is something that we can physically use to, like, it's our safe space. It's something that we can just go in internally, go through the workout, doing it for us, and just kind of pushing everybody else aside. And that's the healthy form of therapy. And a lot of people are broken in the gym, and that's the one thing that we have in common. But it also can be a breeding ground of comparison and body shaming, in the sense of whether somebody has said something to you personally or not. You say it to yourself, and it can just be a bad space. So it's finding that happy middle ground of what is this for you? And drowning everybody else out. But when I was doing it for all the wrong reasons, I got distracted from what it is that I wanted to do. And I was doing what everybody else was saying you were supposed to do, whether it was the times you went to the gym, whether it was the training style, whether it was the breakup, whether it was high weights, low reps, high weights. It was a specific style training. It was following a specific program. It was dieting a certain way. All of these things played in, and none of them were actually what I wanted to do. So when I took a break, I ended up like forcing myself to take a break from that and come back to what is it that I want my fitness to look like? What is it that I want my athlete to look like? Because my big thing was, I want to be able to say yes to whatever is coming my way. I want to be able to say yes to fun activities. I want to be able to say yes to different competitions. I want to be a well-rounded athlete, that I am just an asset to society. I don't want to be a hindrance, or I look like I'm really strong, but I'm actually not strong. I just know how to build muscle very well and how to get good size, but I don't know, but I'm still working on the strength portion of that. And I wanted to be that. I wanted to be able to be multifaceted and to be an all-around good athlete. So I looked at things differently. I started getting really picky about the gym that I wanted to be at and the environment I wanted to be at. And I found a CrossFit gym, because I had always wanted to work out in a gym that was garage doors, that was kind of grungy but clean, put together. It was a style training that I really enjoyed, but in a group environment, which is a very fine balance for me. They had tires, they had some weight machines. I mean, by the end of it, I ended up having to move because it was in a different town and all of that stuff. But by the end of it, it's literally everything that I wanted. It's a CrossFit gym, but it's also a 24/7 gym, and they've kind of split it up a little bit. It's got PT there. It's got a supplement store there. They have a bunch of awesome equipment that you can't really find at most gyms, and like most normal gyms. And it's just a really good environment. And you need to be picky about those things, because it is out there and you can find it. But I needed to remind myself why I wanted that. And there were still things that I was working through and I could have done better. And now I know better, so that I can help my clients through that process so much better now. And kind of like be aware of the warning signs and make it more specific and really keep that in mind and not get distracted. But it really does come down to, what is it that you want your fitness to be like? And it needs to be something that you look forward to, where it's not just going through the motions, where it can change week by week, month by month, or even day by day. It can be exactly what you need it to be. It can be structured. It can be really relaxed. The next podcast, I will go down I'll break down kind of what my process has been as of late, kind of going back into the gym and the mindset behind it, because again, health is a lot more mental than physical, and there are things that you need to be aware of and to be conscious of when going into this change, because you're going to have expectations of what you are capable of, what you have done in the past, what is normal, and old habits will come back. And it's deciding which ones are the good ones to keep and which ones are the ones that you need to change and you actively need to change, even when it's hard. So I dig deeper into this in my movement experiment course. It's a 4-week course. It goes with my movement experiment journal, which is available on Amazon. Either or, but combined together, you get the best results, because it takes you through exactly what I would want you to be experiencing and asking and being aware of for each week. So if you're interested in that, I would highly recommend checking that one out, because it is literally the step-by-step of it. And it's not just promising like 4 weeks of change, it's 4 weeks of creating a new foundation. And that's the baseline of all of this, is something needs to change and we need to figure that out, and we need to take the time to figure that out and to work on making that change and making it okay again. But it all is specific to you. So you need to break down, what is it that you actually want out of your workouts? What do you want out of the gym? And normally during this, I suggest and request and require my clients to take time away from the gym, whether it's home workouts, whether it's studio workouts, whether it's gym settings, whatever it is, class settings, anything, taking time away from the gym, from fitness, from movement, however that looks, to really look at what is it that you want? Why are you missing it? Why do you feel guilty about not going? And diving through all of those emotions so that you can better understand, like, is this something that is actually me, or is this something that I have taken from somebody else and taken from society and taken from the fitness industry that I need to be doing and I should feel bad about and I should not want? So my last week's podcast about numbers controlling you kind of dives deeper into that as well. But it really just comes down to, what is it that you want out of this? What do you want out of your fitness? What do you want out of your life? Why do you want this healthy lifestyle? Do you even want it anymore? And going from there. Because only when you decide what it is that you want out of it are you going to take full control. So the last month, I've had a friend offer to write me a workout program just to kind of get me back into the gym. It's been a while. Like I said, next week I'll talk more about that process. Definitely been a process, an emotional awakening. And it's been really good for me to kind of get back into the swing of things and to give me some structure when I didn't really know where to start or kind of wanted to look at it a different way. He does powerlifting, so, and I told him what my goals were and how I wanted to get strength, but I also really like bodybuilder style training, so it was a combination of it all. And now I know moving forward what it is that I want to do. I really enjoy just going in and knowing like what the day is, like if it's legs, leg day, chest day, back day, shoulders, whatever, core, any of that, deciding what day it is or how I want to break it up, and just doing all the exercises that I feel like doing, looking around, thinking of other things, getting inspiration from other people, as in like workout ideas, and going from there. And knowing that I do want to get strength, so I'm going to focus more on my squats, deads, and benches, and kind of going from there. I also still like bodybuilder style training, so I am going to focus more on the drop sets and the reps and weights and different muscle groups and different variations and all of that stuff. I know what to do, but it's just finding the motivation and excitement again. And I caught a glimmer of that this past weekend. So I was teaching. I'm also a coach at a local studio, and I get really bad anxiety sometimes when I work out. And I'll dive more into that next week. And needing to have a mask on can very much stress me out. And my first like full-on panic attack was working out a couple years ago, so without a mask. And I'm terrified of that happening again. But this past weekend, I got like an excitement of, I kind of really want to take a class. I kind of really want to start coming in here a little bit consistently, like even just once a week, and challenging myself and really taking all the work that I've been doing, all the mental work, and take myself out of it, that I don't need to be a certain way. I don't need to look a certain way. I don't need to have certain expectations on me because I am the head trainer there. Like, it can still be, I am just a member coming in and I'm participating in the class, and it doesn't need to be anything more than that. And having that mindset, even just that little glimmer of excitement, is huge, because it is fully me taking on what kind of athlete and what kind of person do I want to be. And I want to be more well-rounded, and I want to get in that little hidden cardio. And this will be exactly that. It's boxing, kickboxing, and functional training. So it's a different style of working out, and I've been really enjoying it. I've been enjoying teaching it. I've been enjoying going over the basics. I've been enjoying it kind of here and there, trying it out on my own if I want to try a different style or setup or layout or whatever, rotation. And I think I'm ready to go into it as well and start to participate and be a part of it. And that only comes when I take the pressure off of, I have to get a class in or I have to do this, because when it's I have to, I push away from it because I don't want to be told what to do. I want to do it because it's something for me, and because it is fitness and it is something that is so much my therapy, I need to draw those lines. I need to set those boundaries that I'm not going to work out with somebody if I don't want to. I'm not going to do a workout if I don't want to. I'm going to take breaks. I'm going to slow down. I'm going to leave if I need to. and so on and so on. I need to set clear boundaries and I need to be hyper aware of this for myself because this, I do not want it to spiral again like it has in the past. And I know what I want to do and I know that it's on my time and there's no hurry. There is no rush. There is no deadline that if I don't do it by a certain time, then I failed again because I have done that for years and it has been nothing but stress and lack of motivation and lack of confidence and feeling like I can't do anything because of it. And I don't want to do that anymore. So realizing that is very exciting and something that I'm really looking forward to. Why I needed to do that right now, I don't really know. But so yeah, if this sounds like you at all, I would highly suggest checking out the movement experiment course, even just the movement experiment journal. If you don't want to do the full course, it's on Amazon. If you look under books and type in Jessica Walliker, all three of my journals will come up and movement experiment is going to be really good for that. But the course just takes it in, like dives deeper into it. It has training for each week, how I would want you to go through the week. It has an intro and an outro, an intro for how best to approach this course and this journal and this time together, and an outro for like how to move past it, where it's not just you need to get it in the certain amount of time, and if you don't, then you failed. It's we're relearning things and setting a new foundation so that you have the tools you need in order to keep it going. Where my whole goal has been to work myself out of a job, and I can't wait until the day where this is just common knowledge and common practice, like counting calories and weighing yourself is. I want to change all of that, and it's going to start with this. So if you are finding that your therapy of the gym has kind of been a stressor for you and you've been wanting to pull away from it but feel this tremendous guilt of it, but you have an idea of what it is you want to do, or it is you want to find it and switch it up and in a way have permission to rebel to figure it out, I'm your girl. Stay tuned. Like I said, next week I'm going to be diving into more of like how that has been for me and I guess like transitioning into it. I can't think of what I'm going to name it, but check it out for next week. It's going to be really good as well, diving deeper into it. But it is just taking time away to really figure out and define what it is that's going to work best for you. And movement experiment will definitely help you through that. And it's all about exploring and experimenting, because with an experiment, there's no success or failure. There's just an outcome. And with that outcome, you get to decide what it is you want to do with it. Do you want to keep it? Do you want to toss it? Try something new? Do something different? But ultimately, it puts you back in control of your life and gives you a say in what it is that you do and don't want to do. And there's flexibility and balance and rules if you want it, but it's all up to you. So if you are ready for that, check it out. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for these coming weeks because I've got a lot of good podcast ideas and posts coming up. So if you don't already follow me on my social medias, I think I will link those down below as well, possibly. If not, it's Jessie Walliker on Instagram and Facebook. If you want to check out YouTube, I've got some videos on there I haven't posted in a while, but good stuff on there as well. Otherwise, have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you again very soon. Bye-bye.